consequently, this year is dedicated to my mother's family. Tonight also marks the 771st Yortzeit, the Pitira of the Rambam, who was Nifter of our parents. It is needless to mention that it's dedicated to the Rambam because every year is dedicated to the Rambam. The theme of the Halacha and the Hashkafe is Kedushas Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah discusses the question as to whether the Oves meaning not only Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, but Oves meaning Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov as well as the descendants of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the Shvatim and the Shvatim's children, prior to Matan Torah. What kind of a status did they have? Did they have Edin Yisrael, a status of Yisrael, or did they have Edin of Edenet? There are conflicting rights. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, Omer Beitz, says, Omer Reb Chanino, Ede Kichobim Sheyiko Es Yisroel Chayev Nisak. The Rambam says that it means Misa Bishamay, not Misa Bishamay. So, if an Akum smites a Yisroel, so it's Chayev Misa Bishamay. How do we know this halacha? Shenema vayifen koi v'choi vayat yeinish vayaches hamitz. So Moshe Rabbeinu smote the mitz. Why? What crime did he commit? He smote the Ivri. So from this we deduce that Akum Sheiko is Yisroel Chayimis. And the Rambam says Chayimis in the Shomai. Because the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri by means of the Shem HaMeferesh. So Memele, so that means the Mitzri was B'dei Shomai, not B'dei Yodo. So the Rambam says that there is only a chiyuv misa b'shomai, not a chiyuv misa b'yom. The Ram, the Chidushi Aran and Sanhedrin. So, yes, the kash. The Gemara is, the Gemara of Chanina says, Akum sheyiko es Yisroel chayimis. So only if an Akum smites Yisroel, that's implying, if an Akum smites another Akum, is not chayiv misa, not even chayiv misa b'shamay. So the question is, but that was prior, we deduce it from the first vayifen koi v'choi vayaches ha-mitzri vayifneyo b'choyo, and that was prior to Matan Torah. So everyone is a b'nei. So the Ram mentions in Shitas HaRishayim that it's lav davke akum sheyiko es Yisroel chayiv misa. Even Akum Sheiko Akum Chayimis, love that. And the Horaye, because prior to Matan Torah there was no such thing as a Yisrael. In other words, so it appears that these Rishayim hold that the Oves, the Shvatim, and the children, prior to Matan Torah had the Din of Ebeneach, not the Din of Yisrael. Then the Ran himself, he says no. He says that it only means Akum Sheiko as Yisrael Chayimis. Akum Sheiko es Yisroel Chayimis, but Akum Sheiko B'neach is not Chayimis and not even Misa B'Shamay. But the question is, how was there Yisroel? So the Ram says, Mishor She'nichnas Avrom Mipris. He doesn't use that expression the Ramban uses in another context, but this is what the Ram means. Mishor She'nichnas Avrom Mipris. So they had the Din of Yisrael. So it appears that there is a machlekes reshei as to whether, in regard to the Shaila by the Mishnah, as to whether the Oves had the Din of the Neach or the Din of Yisrael prior to Matan Torah, So there seems that there is a machlekes rishayim. Then there is another. There is a Ramban on Parsha Emor. And from that Ramban it again appears that there is a machlekes rishayim. In Vayikro Chodalet Posik Yud, the Torah says, Vayetzei Benisho Yisraelis, Vihu Benish Mitzri, Viseir Bnei Yisrael. That's the Mikadi. Vayinotzu Bimachne Ben HaYisraelis, Viyisha Yisrael. So the Torah says, Vihu Benish Mitzri, Viseir Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, and that's a Tiras Klem. Viseir Bnei Yisrael. Milamichen is guy. Now, his mother was an Israelite, and the father was a Mitzri, and this was the son. So the Teskelim says that he was his guy. The Ramban says on that, why did he have to be his guy? Now the halacha is, this is now, it's well known to everybody. I don't think there is an intelligent guy in the whole world who doesn't know the halacha, that where there is an intermarriage between a Nochri and the Israelis, if the mother is an Israelis, then the child is a Jew. Everybody knows that halacha. Fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know how to say it, but on account of the Yehudi issue. So everyone, Jew or non-Jew, every intelligent Jew or non-Jew, knows this halacha today. Years ago, it wasn't known. But now everybody knows. So the question arises, why did he have to be misguided? The father of this Megadim was a Mitz. The mother was an Israelis. We shave it down. So Akum Be'eret Abo Abbas Yisrael, so the blood is a Yisrael. Ben Bincho Habo Mi'Israelis, Kolo Bincho. Ben Bincho Habo Mi'Nochris, Eini Kolo Bincho. But Ben Bincho Habo Mi'Israeli is called Bincho. So he had a din of Israel. Why did he have to be misguided? This is the question that Ramban raises. Umashi Oma Buteraskeani, Bisir Ne Israel, Milamich and Isgayer, Eile Sheyitstorer Begeos. So it doesn't mean that he really required real Geos. Elo Kehol Israel Shenichnisu Libris, Bimile Utvile. The Atzoras Domim Bishas Matnitov. Because the Gemara says in Krises and also Gemara in Gomez, in regard to the Posik, we learn it out from the Posik in Bamidbar Tesvov, Posik Tesvov, at the end of Shlach, Hakol, so the Torah says, Hakol Chuka Achas Lochem, Vilogei Hagor, Chuka Seilom Liberisechem, Kochem Kogeya, Yir Lifnei Adishem, Kochem Kogeya. So Rebbe Yimeir and Krises Aftes, Gemara says, Rebbe Meir, what it means, Kochem Kegeya? In other words, Kochem, just like you, those who are Bishas Matnitor, Ke Abisei, Ma Abiseiche, Lo Inich Nisu Libris, Elo Bimile Utrile, Vartso Es Dam, so the Jews before Matnitor, so they were Nichnas Libris, Fumile, because many Jews were already in Mitzrayim, most Jews, except for Chilepli, so then they were Nima, Vartso Es Dam, Afei, and Afei will come to every girl at Seif Kol HaDeiris. If he wants to join the ranks of Israel to be Nichnas Libris, will be Steifik Tachas Kamfi Ashrino, so he has to undergo Mile, Tvile, Vartso Es Dam, Mikor. Today there is no Bais, so there is no Kor. But this man of Bais, every girl in Gieres had to bring a Kor. So, Omama, Ma Viseichem, Loi Nichnis Oli Bris, El Bris, Bimilo Tvilo Batzo Es Dam, Bishon Bimilo Dichsiv, how do we know that the Jews at Matan Torah were all Nimeo? How do we know? Dichsiv Kimulim Hoyu Kolom Ayetzim, it's a Pasuk in Yeshua. In Amen Hoche, it's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Wherever Olayich, Ve'erich, Mitbiseses Bidonayich, Ve'im Alom Bidonayich Hayi, so what does it mean? Bidonayich Hayi, that's the Atof Es Dam Bris. Hatzo Es Domim Dichsiv, Vayishlach Es Narek Me'Yisroel, Elo Tvile Min Olom, דרסי ויקח מי שחוצי אדם ויזריק על רוב ונעזור ולא יתפיל. So the halach is that all the Jews, בשעס מתנתור, they were נכנס לבריס, from Mime Tvile and Atzor is done. So Rashi says, so the Ramban says, that when the Tiraskianim says, Bisirne Yisroel Lamech in Yisgayeya, Eile Yishayit Storah Begeos, doesn't mean that he required real Geos, that prior to that, without Geos, he was a God. Elo Kechol Yisroel, Shemichnisu Libriz, Bimile Utvile Vatzor is done. Bishas Matan Teher. In other words, the Tiraskenim is advising us that we shouldn't think that this child, whose father was a Mitzri, whose mother was an Israeli, that perhaps he wanted to be identified with his father and not be Nichlas Libris together with all the Jews who said Maaseh L'Lishmo, some Lamech and his guy, that he identified himself with the Jews, not with the Mitzvah, even though his biological father was a Mitzvah. But the Tiraskenim doesn't mean that without Geirus he would have remained a Mitzvah. That's not. Why? Because there is Aloha Rishuto. Nochri de'eved abo al bas Yisrael. So avlad Yisrael, ben bincho abo mi Yisraelis, koru bincho. So we... ומה שאומר בתרסקיין למסיר בני ישראל מלאם של נסגה יחיני שיצטור ובגירוס אלו ככל ישראל שנכנסו לבריס במילה ותפילה בארצו הסדומי בשעס פת תראה אלו נסחבנו לאימא שאולך אחרים וניבר בישראל וזה טעם בסיר בני ישראל שאו יו אימון ולרוצה לו לחס אחרי יו בבריא סמיץ This is the רבנצ'י והצופתים אמרים כי טעם הגירוס מפני שאו יו קוי במת מתאירו והוא יום משפוטי לילך אחרי הזוכר ממה שאומרו ביומס הולך אחרי הזוכר וחשבי לעד זה מולמור לא יסי כי מצרי הויו בדיני אבל כשגודל נסגי על ידייתי ונימוי צודך צופתים חך מצופס אחי לכאן רמבן The Ramban says the Pshat in Tiraskeni, Bisir Bnei Yisroel, Milamish Nizgaya does not mean that he required Geirus, but Milamish Nizgaya means that he was a loyal Jew. He identified himself with Yisroel, not with the Mitzvah. But he didn't require Geirus because of the Halacha Pshuto that Nochri Ve'eved Albo Abbas Yisroel, so Avlad Yisroel, Ben Bilcha Abom Yisraelis, Kolu Bincho, Techach Mitzor, Fasei No. That he really required Geirus, but there is Aloche, Nochri Haboa Bas Yisroel, so that Vlad is Yisroel. This Aloche applies to a case where there is an intermarriage between the Goli and the Israelis. So the child is Misyachis after the mother and not after the father. But suppose there is a marriage between two Goli, a Nochri and the Nochris, but each one from a different Ume, let's say a Mitzri married an Amenis, so then the Aloche, the Gemara in Kedushin and Yevamah says, B'Ume is Aloch HaChazoch. If there is an intermarriage between Yisroel and Nochri, so the Aloch HaChare. But if there is a marriage or intermarriage, you can call it whatever you want, between a Nochri of one Ume and a Nochri of another Ume, so then, the halacha is that halacha ha'ab, biyume is halacha ha'azocho. So the chach mitzofa say, due to the fact that this was prior to Matan Torah, so memele, Yisroel had the same status like other women. So in other words, the Bnei Yisroel were a numer like other women. And the mother was a bas of the Yisroel, but it was a numer like other women. It was prior to Matan Torah. And the father was a Mitzri. So the halacha of Biyume Solach HaChazochor applied. Because of that, he had the status of a Mitzri. So in order to become a Jew, he had to be Mitzri. This is the Chach Mitzofas. So in other words, so there is a machlekes between the Ramban and Chach Mitzofas in regard to that child of Elishmona, as whether the Oves and the Shvotim and the children had a deen prior to Matan Torah, had a deen of the Bnei Achor Yisrael, so the Ramban Shita is. That they had the din of Israel, like the Ram in Sanhedrin, and the Chach Mitzofas, like the Shita in the Ramanches. Then, and the Ramban continues. But he doesn't agree with the Chach Mitzofas. Ki mei shebo Avrom bibris hoyu Yisraeli, uvagoyim lo yishashov. Uch mich oma, and he mentions a very strong right. Uch mich oma beiso. Vidilmo Yisroel mumer sha'an. There is a gemore in Gdushin daf yutches. Rafriye barobim. Omer Rabbi Yechanel. Noch riyere shesobim vatem. There is a parasha of Yerush. Hu yashus. So the halacha is in the first Yerush. Is a ben. If the deceased had left no ben, so then the bas, and if the deceased was survived by neither a ben nor a bas, so then the father yashes. If he has no father, so a brother yashes. So, and then there's a loch of mishmosh. That's a parasha that is mentioned in Pinchos in regard to Israel. How about him? Is Babeneach? Is there a din Yerusha by Beneach as well? So Rafchi Barobi Noma Rabbi Yechanan says in Dushin, Noch Yeh Veshesobi Vatir, Dichsi, Ki Yerusha Olei Sob Nosati Esaseh. So the Gemara says, no, Vidyo Me Yisroel Mun Hashal. What kind of right is it that the Beneach has a Yerusha, the Kiyach Yerusha, from the fact that Esob was Yerish? Esob was not a Beneach. Noch Yeh was a Yisroel, was not a good Jew. But he was a Yisroel Mumer. But he was a Yisroel. So the Gemara says, Elo Moch, but we couldn't deduce it from the posse of Yerusha Esau. But Esau was Yisrael Mumer. He was not in Ochi. How could Esau be Yisrael Mumer unless Yitzchok was Yisrael? Some male. But Esau did not follow up the drochim of the Odes of Yitzchok and Avraham, so he was Yisrael Mumer. But so that means that prior to Matan Torah, Meish and Nichnas Avraham Avinu Vibriz, so they had a din of Israel. It's a very strong guy. So can we vein daitikach ke Meish ba Avraham Vibriz holy Israel uva goyim le Yisrashom uch meishoma ve Yisro vidyom Yisro mishum et shal vikalochim eradov im lacha Matan Torah shagol avar bas Avraham mechayo bilav ואם הוא יבוא קדוש, הוא מקווה תארה. והוא מאיץ להכשיר אז וודו, להסכמיו, כל שתהיה למטרו, שתהיה את ההרס, וודו, להסכמיו, לחי ובמילה, כי זה המשל אברום. והיא המחל בישראל, so he says, there is a כלוכים הרובלג'י. כלוכים הרובלג'י. That if, לאחר המתנתו, when if there is a ניסה גומו, it's a rab, for Israelis to become married, to enoch, it's a rab. Still, if she does get married to Enochi, and she has a child for Enochi, so the child remains a Israel in spite of the fact that the child is an offspring of sin, of Avera, of Hayolam, Alas Kamo Vichamo before Matito. When there was no Yisrael for Bas Avraham to get married to Enochi, there was no Yisrael, it was prior to Matito. And the din Israel they had, so Alas Kamo Vichamo, that they had a din of the Abi Yisrael. Kalachim Adam, im lacha matan teir, shagru yabar bas avro, vichayo bilad, vein libo gdush, hu mikvete atare lo mislach shirez vodo yizkameyo, kol shmikei de matero, shepin taherez vodo yizkameyo, vichay bebinila gizari shal avro, vijia michal bne Yisrael. So it appears that there is a machlekat Hashem. Now, but the Arai conflicting rights. On one hand, so we have the Raya that the Rav mentions. All right, so as far as the Raya from this week's seven. So in regard to that Raya, so the Arishenim will say that Rav Dafke Akum Sheikos Israel. Even Akum Sheikos Akum. But then the other Raya, the Rambam mentions, there you can say Rav Dafke, the Gemara says, with Yom Yisrael Mumer, Shamet. So Esau was Yisrael Mumer, if he's Yisrael Mumer, so certainly Yitzchok and Avraham were Israel. So that is a very strong raya that prior to Matan Torah, the Oves, the Shvotim, the children had a din of Yisrael. But then the rayas to the contrary. Now the rayas to the contrary is the Gemore in Krises. Rebbe Eimer Kochem Ka Vesechem Chukasimum Vesechem Kochem Ka Geir Yir Lefnei Adishem. So, מה ויסיכם לא נכנסו לבריס, אבל במילה ותפילה ועצו אז דם. אף הם נכנסו לבריס, אבל במילה ותפילה ועצו אז דם. So that means before Matan Torah, ויסיכם. So Bishlaimi, if we say that Pfeil to Matan Torah, the Redinos bin Eliach, and Fumat Torah, they came and died to Dushas Yisrael, so we can deduce from our saying before Matan Torah. But if we assume, like the Ramban and the Ram, that Meish and Nichnas Avraham Avinu with police, so they had a din of Israel. So the Matan Torah did not bestow upon them Dushas Yisrael. They had Dushas Yisrael before Matan Torah. So how can we learn out that when Enoch comes to be Misgaya, so he has to become endowed with Dushas Yisrael, which heretofore he did not have? So just as the obvious Matan Torah had to go through certain things, so the Ger also. But the obvious Matan Torah, they didn't have to become endowed with Dushas Yisrael. They possessed Dushas Yisrael before too. So it was another halacha as to why they had to go through Tvila and Atzo is done. But how can we deduce that Lideres, whenever Enoch is Misgayer, so he has to do the same thing that the Israel, that all the Bnei Israel did before Matan Torah. And then, in the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Mem Vav, Amud Aleph, Tomer Rabono, Geyer Shemol Valei Tova. Now we pass from that in order that the Goy or Enoches should become Israel or Israelis, so we must have three things: Tvile, Tvile, and Kabbalah Mitzvahs. And the Nisho, Tvile and Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Two things. This is how we pass, like Rabbon. But the Atanoim who hold that one can become Israel by Milelo or by Tvilelo, Ton Rabbon, Geir Shemo, V'loi Tavau, Reb Lezer in Ha'areiz again. That the Eved Mile without Tvile makes him into a Ger. Shechimotzinu Bavisenu Shemolu V'loi Tavu. So Rashi says, Bavisenu Shemolu B'mimeishe Kishayotzu M'mitzrayim V'yotzu M'chlal B'neyach L'kabil Atevon Kabut Ne'ashchino. So Rashi says in so many words, V'yotzu M'chlal B'neyach. And he has to say it, because if they were not Yitzim Chol B'neiach, if they were Yisroel before too, so how can you learn out in regard to Igei or Lideres that he has to do what the Yisroel did B'shas Matan Torah? So it's a Gemara, it seems it's a Gemara Meforeshes. A Gemara Meforeshes that like the Chachmei Tzofos. So on one hand we have Rayas like the Ramban and the Ram that prior to Matan Torah, the Oves, the Shvotim, the children, had the din of Israel. On the other hand, we have Rayas to the Shite of the Chachmei Tzofos, that prior to Matan Torah, they had the din of Elenei. Now, in order to resolve this difficulty, so we have to go over this Gemara, in Yevamos Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara that I just found. Tov Rabo, Gei Yoshemo V'Loi Tova, Rebbe Lezer Imei, Hariz again. The Eved, he can become a Yisrael without Mir, just with Mir. Shechimotzinu v'aviseinu shemolu v'leitov. Tov al v'loimol, suppose he goes through Tvile, and not Mile, so Rabbi Yeshua in Hariz again. The Eved, so he becomes a Ger without Mir. Shechimotzinu b'imoyis, shetovlu v'loimol. Now, what does it mean b'imoyis? Motzino Babisainu saw all the Shane Megui. I mean there couldn't be any machlekes, because the Gemara said in so many words that Motzino Babisainu means Abisainu Bishas Matan, doesn't mean Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, but Abisainu that the Yisrael Bishas Matan. But Rabbi Yeshua says that Tobal Vulemol is a Ger, a man who goes through Tvile, and not Mile is also a Ger. So how does he know? Because we deduce it from the Imoyes. So what does it mean by Imoyes? So Rashi says, just as Aviseinu means the Bnei Yisroel b'shas Matan Torah, so Imoyes means the Bnei Yisroel b'shas Matan Torah. The Bnei Yisroel. Nishiseyem, shetov, gikimifosh l'kamon, dimloitovu, v'amen nichdisu tachetz kamfetshev. This is how Rashi explains it. The Meiri and Yevamos, he says that while Aviseinu means the Bnei Yisroel b'shas Matan Torah, but Shechim Motzinu, B'Yimoyi Shetobu Limolu, does not have reference to the Bnei Yisrael b'shas matan Torah. This is Shechem Atzilu b'Imoyis, Shetoklu b'Imolu, has reference to the Imoyis, to Sore Rivke Rochel Olay. So, Shetoklu b'Imol, v'chachomim Emri, Toval v'Imol, Mol v'Toval, and Geir, Atchilom Riv. Chachomim say that both are Meakev, Mila Enfield, and we pass by the Chachom. So the Gemara is the Kashi. Now it appears from this Braise that according to Rabbi, it appears from this Braise that according to Rabbi Lezer, so only Mo'vri Tobal is there. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, only Tobal Mo is there. So the Gemara is the Kashi. Rabbi Yeshua nam neilef meovitz, Rabbi Lezer nam neilef meimoitz. Rabbi Yeshua should also learn out from the Oves. Just as the Oves, Mishas Matan Torah, the Onichlas Lebris, through Mile, so that Lidei Restu, a man, a Ger, can be Nichlas Lebris, become a Yisrael just through Mile, without Mile. And the Rebbe Lezer, he says, Mordor Tobal is a Ger. Thus implying, Tobal Goy Mordor is not a Ger. Why doesn't he deduce it from the Moritz? Just as the Moritz became Israelis just with Mile, that a man too just with Mile without Mile could become a Ger. Because by Moses Mile is not child. So how can we learn out, how can we draw an analogy between a Ger, where Mile is Shayach, from a Moses, where Mile is not child? V'atanye Rebleza, but we see that Rebleza does learn out Efshah Mishi Efshah. That one cannot use Mois Mais Hashem to bring a Korban Pesach with the Mois Mais Hashem, but it must be, he must use Mois Chum, Nehma Pesach B'Mitzrayim, V'Nehma Pesach B'Deres, Ma Pesach B'Mitzrayim, in Bo Nachum. The first Korban Pesach that the Jews were makriv was certainly Minachum. There was no Mais Hashem at that time. So, just as the Pesach Mitzrayim was born in Achum, Af Pesach Omer Ludei was born in Achum. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Chidon in Efshah, Mishi Efshah. Omer Lei, Afal Pishi Efshah, Rai Gdei Lui, Vino Gdei Meno. So Rabbi Lezer himself holds that Don in Efshah, Mishi Efshah. So maybe he too should be expected to deduce Efshah, Mishi Efshah, and he should deduce from the Mois, just as the Mois, the were Nichnes Lebris, with Vile, so that a Ger too can be Nichnas Lebris, so it's Vila Rom. Elo, so the Gemara says, Bitova Uvele Mol, Kula Alme Loi Pliga Di Mahan. If there was Tvila and no Mila, so both, Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua agree that it's a fact. The Chachorim say it's not a fact, but that we require both. But Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua agree on one point, that Tvila without Mila is effective to forgiveness. Keeply, where is there a machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua? Be more veloy tova. Suppose a man is mal himself, fishing geos, but he doesn't go through tvil. So Rav Lezer, according to Rav Lezer, it's good. So according to Rav Lezer, so one can become a ger for two ways, either through milalo or through tvil alone. Rav Yeshua holds no. For tvil alone, he can become a ger, but for mil alone, not. But the question is, why don't we learn out from the others before Matan Torah said the Onibel that one can become a Ger just with Mila alone? So Rabbi Yeshua says the others namet we have it, because before Matan Torah said there was not only Mila, there was also Tvila. Meanwhile, how does he know that there was Tvila, that all the Jews were table themselves before Matan Torah? How does he know that? Ilim im dikhsim ve khalom bi kidash ma yinu mocha ve khipsus im leisa. U ma bi mokim shim ton ki bus ton tvile. Mokim shim ton ki bus ni din shon tvile. Vi di omani kiyus baum. Maybe because of the kiyus, because of cleanliness, they were required to wash their god. Not because of tvile of gives. Elo meoch. Va yikach leishes adom va yizrik ala. So he sprinkled the dam. Chotzi of the dam, half of the dam was sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and half of the dam was sprinkled on the Ol. Ugmila din azoe b'lo itvim. So that means that before Matan Torah there was also Tefillin. So Miller, we cannot learn out from Matan Torah that one can become Ger just by Miller. Because there we had two elements were present. Miller and Tefillin. The Rabbi Yeshua, now you know as the Kash, Rabbi Yeshua learns out that Tefillin without Miller, Tefillin without Miller is affecting right from the Emois. How does he know that the Emois said Tefillin? Now, what does Emois mean? So there's a machlekes Rashi in the Mir. According to Rashi, it means Bnei Yisrael b'shas Matan Torah, and according to the Mir, it means the Emois. So if the Ochel Leil, whatever it means, how does he know Rabbi Yeshua that the Emois had Tefillin? Svoreu, vimkein vame nichmizu tach tzkan vashim. There must have been Tefillin. Mila is machayach by Emois. So they couldn't become Giyorais, Bnei Yisrael, without anything. So obviously there was Tefillin. So Meir Rabbi Yeshua learns out from the Emois that even a man can become a Ger just through Tefillin without me. Then the Gemara says, Halachik Rabbonov, that both are equal. Now, here, I just would like to go over a small tesis and two tesis ishen. And then, after we go over the tesis and two tesis ishenim, so we'll be ready to resolve that difficulty, I mean the conflicting rayos, because there are certain gemaras that tend to indicate that the obvious prior to Matan Torah did not exist. So many of the shame, probably most of the shame say that it's not Israel, not Akum Shika. And then the highest of that the Gemara here in Vomes and in Trises, Shemoru, Vilitovu. So what does it mean? Because Yotzim Chol B'Neach. So it's a riot that prior to Matan Torah they had the Yom B'Neach. So let us go over a small tasteless and let us go over two tasteless, two small tasteless, and two tasteless issues. Now the tasteless, the Brahmasri, keep Liga be more than the top. Keep Liga be more than the top. So the Gemara says that both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that Tefillin without Mila is enough to endow the Ger with Dushas Yisrael. The Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is in regard to Mila without him. So according to Rabbi Lezer, so just as one can become a girl for Tefillin alone, he can become a girl for Mila alone, and the contrary of Tefillin, so he learns it out from the other, Bishas Matan Torah, and the contrary of Yeshua, for Tefillin alone, yes, but for Mila alone, not. Why can't we deduce from the other Bishas Matan Torah? Because the other Bishas Matan Torah had Tefillin. Keep reading the mobile with them. Tell you, the Kamon Bishore, Mimayit Rabba Akive, go, Geir Shemo, the Lord Tov Al Mipesach. Because the question is, why does the Torah have to say Teisha V'Seicha Leir? Teisha V'Seicha cannot partake of the Kol Mipesach. That's in Parashat Be'. So why does it have to mention Teisha V'Seicha? So Rabbi Akiva deduces from this that even someone who already started to be Mizgaya, he already underwent Mila, but he did not as yet undergo Tefillin, so he cannot partake of the Korban Pesach. He cannot partake of the Korban Pesach. Geyo Shemor Bolitoba Mipesach. Midirsif Teisha Misoach. So how does Rabbi Akiva know that Geyo Shemor Bolitoba, so he cannot partake of the Korban Pesach? Because of Teisha Misoach. The Hashte, Kiman Soma Rabbi Akiva. Iki Rabbi Yeshua, if Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, what does Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua says that Tovau, that Molduli Tovau does not give him Dushas Yisrael. Only Tovau Veli Mold gives him Dushas Yisrael. But Molduli Tovau does not endow him with Dushas Yisrael. So he's a regular going. So why does Rabbi Akiva have to resort to a deposit that of Teisha Bisochia, that Gersh Molduli Tovau, so he cannot partake of the Kol Pesach? Obviously, we cannot partake of the Korban Pesach without the Pesach of Teisha Misocher. There is a Pesach called Bnei Chalei Yechalbe. So, he could cannot partake of the Korban Pesach. And if it's more than a Tovau, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's a goy. And yeah, so without the Pesach. So, he couldn't partake of the Korban Pesach. If Rabbi Yeshua won the Korban, she didn't know how the Pesach would come and go. If Rabbi Lezer says that more than a Tovau is a Giagomo, is a full Israel. So, gib mir Gamaliu in Svore Mate in Pesach, den ich muss. So, then there is no Svore, why should the Torah exclude him from Pesach? If it's Yisrael, Gomo. So, he didn't have Tvile, so he's a Yisrael who didn't have Tvile. So, why should he be excluded from Kom Pesach? So, in other words, with whom does Rabbi Akiva agree? He couldn't agree either with Rabbi Yeshua, or with Rabbi Eliezer. With Rabbi Yeshua, he couldn't agree because according to Rabbi Yeshua, so Gomo will talk always even Gomo. So why do we have to resort to the positive Sochet? With Rabbi Eliezer, I couldn't agree, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, Moru Etoval is Yisrael Gomo. So why should the Torah say that he is excluded from compass? V'yeh Shleimah. So Teisa says, V'le'ilom k'irab Yeshua Sfira, V'lav mitayne. He agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that Moru Etoval is not again. But then the Kashi was, if Moru Etoval is not again. How does Rabbi Yeshua know that Moshe Ritova is not a Gea? Because we learned it out from the Obes, Mishas Pat Mitoro, and the Obes, Mishas Pat Mitoro, so they had Tvile. So Mimele, that means without Tvile, he cannot become a Gea. So he agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, but not with the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua. We love Mitanya. The use of Rabbi Yeshua says that the reason is why Moshe Ritova is in a Gea, because the world is not a Tvila. But Rabbi Akiva Sobar, no. Rabbi Akiva says, the reason is why we say that Mogul and Tobal were there, we did not take Krob, we Pesach, since the Torah had to mention the post, an extra post of Tisha Bissochet, that Mogul and Tobal cannot particularly tell me Pesach, why can't he particularly tell me Pesach if he's in Israel, Gomo, why should he be able to particularly tell me Pesach? So obviously, here in the Torah advises us that he's not in Israel, but why did the Torah have to mention it? So according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Torah wouldn't have to mention it. But Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn it out from the Oves, because he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yeshua that there is a Rayim Poreshes that from the Torah, that by the Oves, Bishas Matin Torah, there was Tvile. So without the posting of Tisha B'Sochir, I would say that Movel Itoval is a Ger, and Mimele he could not take Lekom Pesach. So that's the reason, that's why the Torah says, Tisha B'Sochir to advise us that Movel, that he cannot take Lekom Pesach, in other words, that he is not a Ger. Rabbi Yisrael Sola, we did not take Obi Pesach, Shema Minu Adon Ger Ashi Amin. That's the thesis. Then the thesis he showed says as follows. Oy Firish Rabbeinu Nisaneh, the Vadai, that was in regard to the Rabbi Nisaneh gives another teretz, and this is Kash. With whom does Rabbi Akiva agree? So he says, Oy Firish Rabbeinu Nisaneh, the Vadai Rabbi Akiva Polit Alay, because Nifrige Biger, שבו לסגליה בזמן הזה ורבי אליעזר סובר והב הגיע שערי כישוך מפסח אביסינו שערי כישוך מפסח אביסינו עדיין מלטוב ומכל מוקר נפקה מפיר הסובר מלאוכל מפסח אם כן מול במלטוב על הגיע נקורד רבי אליעזר הולד that מול במלטוב על הגיע what does רבי ישוע say? Rabbi Yeshua says, how does Rabbi Eliezer know that Moru Etoval is here? Because the Oves said here. So Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the Oves said Tvile too. So Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, all right, the Oves said Tvile too. How do you know that the Oves said Tvile too? We just want to know. Because Vayikach Moshes Adam v'Yisrael Shalom, u'gmira da'azod v'Tvile. When was that? Just before Matan Torah? But how about Mitzrayim? There was no Azor. Mitzrayim there was no Azor, so there was no Tvile. Now, the aloche, so the question is, how could they partake of the Korban Pesach? In Mitzrayim, there was only Mira, and there was no Tvilas yet. The Tvila took place later, just before Matan Torah. But in Mitzrayim, when they partook of the Korban Pesach, of the Pesach Mitzrayim, they did not go through Tvila. So in Mira, how could they partake of the Korban Pesach? So it's a raya that since they had Mira, so they also Israel that by going through Mila alone, so you can also become an Israel without Tvila. So in other words, so Rabbi Eliezer is saying to Rabbi Yeshua, granted that the Oves, just before Matan Torah, had Tvila. But that was much later. In Mitzrayim, when they partook of the Korban Pesach, the first Korban Pesach, so then they did not have any Tvila, and still they partook of the Korban Pesach. Now, if they hadn't been Israeli, So they couldn't partake of the Korban Pesach. So obviously they became Geirim just for Mila. This is what Rav Elazar says. The Rav Elazar saw that Aligia, Shari Kishochu, Pesach, Havisim, Adai, Mitom, Umikom, Mokinach, Timitir, Azor, Midrochu, the Pesach. Now, Kolo, Holo, Yechobe. So the Mele, so it's a Raya that they can become Geirim even without. Now he doesn't mention, the Rabbi Nisanel doesn't mention, he could have said, Yumikomot in Afko Miteras Venecha. So the question is, how did the Mele Yisraeli become Pesach Yitzray? They're all from Venecha. So it's a Raya that since they only Mele, we should give us, so they were not Venecha. He doesn't say that. He says, Umikomokim Afko. Now the Torah says, and the Torah says also, now, Benechal Yechobei means either a Goy or a Yisrael Muna, a Muna Lamed Zohar. Now, Orol Yechobei means a Yisrael Lohar. But it appears from this, this is a shame for Rabbi Nisanel, that a Goy, even if he is a Mo, he has a Dino which has a Shemo. A Goy, even if he is a Mo, he has a Shemo. And this is a Mishnah Mefureshes in Midot. Now, the Mishnah Midot in Daf Lamed Aleph from the day says, Kenem Shani Nene La Reili, Muta Beol Yisrael, the Yosor of the Mule Yidichot. If someone takes an Eder that he shouldn't have Anoye from a Reili, so he is allowed to have Anoye from a Reili Yisrael. From a Reili Yisrael. Because the Yisrael, even if he is an Aral Boso, Bilitzias, he is not an email, so he is not considered at all. Muta Beol Yisrael. The Yosea Bimura Lichot. But he is Osea to have a Noye from Nochrim, even if I'm not Mimur. Shani Nehele Limuri, suppose he takes another not to have a Noye from Muri, Osea Baril Yisrael. Because a Yisrael has a Shem Mor, even if he's an Orobos. Umuta Bimura Lichot. Shein Ole Kuyo Elo Rishain Eid Lichot. Shenema. So there's a special aloch. So that aloch implies that goyus itself involves arims, even if he's a mo. Even if he's a mo. I'll discuss it at length in the Ashkoch. So in other words, so there's a concept of kich. Kechol agoy marelim, it's a posik in Yomye, implies that the nochri has a shemoru, even if he's a mom. Even if he's a mom. Now, one could say that this Mishneh is only expressive of Rosh Niyodo. Because after all, Nidorim depends upon Rosh Niyodo. So since in Yomye, so the goyim are referred to as arelim, and there are many mihurim among the goyim too, and still the nochri refers to them as Arayli, so mainly in Washington the Yodom, a goy is an Arayli, even if he's a Moab in Tzias, but he shouldn't go Betzis. I guess Rabbi Tzal mentions a number of Rishayim who shouldn't go Betzis on the door, especially the name of Rabbi Yom Mizrochi, that's the Baal Yerei. So Rabbi Yom Mimitz, not Rabbi Yom Mizrochi, Rabbi Yom Mimitz, the Baal Yerei. So, in his name, that this Mishnah is not based, is not peculiar to Nidorim, because Nidorim is a Chalosh in the Yoda. No, it's Al Pidim. Goyim have a Shem Arev. And he says, because they are Arele, even though there is a difficulty in that, because the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Kechol HaGoyim Arele, Vichol Beis Yisrael Arele, so it's mashma that Kol HaGoyim Arele, not Arele, because Arele, that's the Israel. So Rabbi Yom meets this Baal Yireiv, he explained as follows. Kol HaGoyim Arelim, they are naturally Arelim. The whole Beis Yisrael, those Jews who abandoned the Torah and who follow the Drochim of the Goyim, they are also in practice Arelim. But Kol HaGoyim Arelim, they are naturally Arelim. Anyway, this is what Rabbi Yom Mizrochi says in Shemukobetim. That this aloche in the Mishnah Nidorim is not based upon the fact that Nidorim go Bosa Loshin Neodom, and in Loshin Neodom, so a goy is an Ohol, No, because if that had been the reason of the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah mention the Pasuk in Yom Yeh? So it has nothing to do with the Pasuk in Yom Yeh. Suppose there wouldn't be such a Pasuk in Yom Yeh. It was in the Adam when one says, I really mean his God. So why does the Mishnah mention the Pasuk in Yom Yeh? So it's mashma, then I'll begin. A goy has a shemrok. A goy, kol agoy imare. So a goy has a shemrok.
Was not in our chayes, but he was liachid a certain room for the chometz of the goy. That means he was mashia, he was masia. One room for the chometz of the goy is the soil of liberty to throw out the chometz into the street. So we have time against it. You hold him responsible. In other words, he has an obligation. He's not chayim, not chayis of the chometz. In other words, if he share in the chometz, so then he will not have to pay for the chometz. If the chometz will be stolen, so the soil will not be liable to the goy. But suppose he wants to yachid in a certain room for the chometz of the goy. Suppose the soil that fills in yachid, that room. And that room for the chometz of the goy, so we take the chometz and we will throw it out into the street.